pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You're welcome to have your seats. Indeed, it is good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Happy to see all of you. And yes, meeting a few of you last night. Hopefully, we shall meet the service. Those who have not met, and Emmanuel Soma, the Lord is our personal Savior. You are blessed to be in the house of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, we're going to share today on. We're going to speak. Yes. Yeah. Okay. We're going to share about hearing the voice of God. And in as much as our time is spent, I believe we shall be blessed by the word. Amen. You know, one of the biggest. It's something that we tend to be concerned so much or to be worried about so much. But I believe it's one of the easiest things that every human being can do, and that is to hear the voice of God. We often are taught that it takes so much to hear the voice of God. But have you ever asked yourself, if you're made in the image and likeness of someone, then that means that you have every characteristic of that person. A dog is not made in your image and likeness. That is why you will not understand a dog. The dog can woof. You will not be sure whether that is a thief, or that is your wife who has come, or that is a neighbor, because you are not made in the image and likeness of that person. But when we are made in the image and likeness of God, then God gave us His Spirit. And by His Spirit, He is able to communicate through our spirit. Even an unbeliever has the ability to hear God. And the place that we hear God from is our conscience. Think about Cain. You would have thought that when Cain sinned, God would not have spoken to him, right? But even in the sin, in the failures of Cain, God spoke to him. And that tells you that if there is something that God wants us to know, that every believer must know the voice of God and must hear the voice of God. And I want to assure you, you have heard the voice of God before. You just did not know it. You thought it was your thoughts, you thought it was your conscience, but I can assure you that you have heard the voice of God. Let us look at some scriptures about the voice of God. And from what I'm saying is, God speaks. Amen? Look at 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 11. The Bible says, then he said, go and stand before the mountain, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But God was not in the wind. And after the wind, there was an earthquake, but God was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, there was a fire, but God was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was a still, small voice. This is Elijah. Elijah was depressed. He was running away from Jezebel. He had had a great victory on Mount Carmel. And after the victory, he expected that things would be okay. But then he receives a message. The message from Jezebel said, if God does not do to me what you did to my prophets, I shall also die. And immediately, he runs away. And then God finds him and asks him, what are you doing here? He tells him, now go, I want to talk to you. Then he goes to the mouth of the cave and wind comes. He expects God is in the wind. You know, we are looking for God in the spectacular. But yet God is in the supernatural. The supernatural does not need to be spectacular. Spectacular is angels, you know, light, bright lights. When you enter the room, you found this mighty angel. Yes, God can choose to speak like that. But every day God speaks to us in a small, still voice. A small, still voice. So to Elijah, he was in a small, still voice. How about when he came to meet the Israelites on on the mountain, Mount Horeb. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 18, the Bible tells us the people with thunderings, lightning, flashes, sound of trumpets. The mountain was smoking. You can imagine the fire that it was smoking. And when the people saw that, they said to Moses, you go and talk to God. Whatever God tells you, you come and tell us. They were scared. Why? Because God chose to come like that so that they could fear him. He wanted the fear of God implanted in their hearts. In Job 37 verse 5, it tells us that God thunders marvelously with his voice. That means that God can come in thunder. He can also come in a small, still voice. David, when he wanted to inquire of God, he asked for an ephod. Right? Now, in Israel, they had the ephod was the garment of the priest, and it had certain lights. So, if the Urim and the Thummim, so if it was a yes, the Urim or light would be bright. If it was a no, it would be dark. So, he inquired to God, should I go? And God said to him, as you shall surely overtake. So you can see, David never did anything without inquiring of the Lord. Every battle he won is because he asked God what to do. Now think about Moses. When Moses sees the burning bush, and he decides to go, and the Bible says God spoke to him from the burning bush, and said, Moses, Moses, take off your shoes. This is holy ground. It is interesting that God chooses the method that he uses to speak. And we cannot place it in a box. The Ryan prison are giving you this different perspective of how God speaks, so that you know that God can speak in and through a child. He chose to speak from a donkey. The prophet was going the wrong way, God opened the mouth of the donkey, and the donkey spoke like a human being and asked the prophet, am I not your donkey? All these things, have I ever done something like this? And why did you beat me? Can you imagine, the donkey was given a mouth to speak, and the donkey complains, I am your donkey that you are, I have carried you every day. What did you beat me? When God created everything, he spoke. The Bible says, God said, let there be light, and there was light. So everything that we know about God is from his words. Interestingly, when you look at the scripture, the Bible says the sound of the voice of God was walking in the garden. That means Adam and Eve interacted with God through his voice. So the voice of God speaks to us that inasmuch as God dwells in an approachable light that no one can see him, we can only see him through Christ, then it means that we can only know him through his voice. So the God that we have is a speaking God, and is a God that speaks. Now let's look at Job 33 verse 14. It says, for God may speak in one way or another, yet a man does not perceive it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleeps fall upon men, while slumbering on their beds, then he opens the ears of men and seals their instructions. In order to turn a man from his deed, to conceal his prey from man, he keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. So, God tells us that he speaks. He can speak to you in a dream. He can speak to you in a vision. He can speak to you when you are sleeping. He can terrify you. He can warn you. And the beauty of it, God says that even in the night, he can open your mind and see you with instruction. You wake up just knowing what to do. You are praying to God, what should I do? What should I do? And God just opens it, seals your mind with instruction, and shows you the way. And the ultimate way that God speaks is through Jesus. Hebrews chapter 1 tells us, God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in the past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son. That means God has already spoken to us by Jesus. That means anything that you need to know about God, God has spoken about Jesus. Through Jesus. So if you want to know, anyone wanting to know, how is God? Jesus tells us how God is. That is why Jesus corrected so many things. You know, But they will say, it will save you before an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. And I say to you, if someone slaps you in the right, give him the left. It will say to you, you do not forgive, you don't. But now I say to you, forgive your brother seven times. Now, the true character of God is known in what Jesus taught. To Moses, divorce was okay. Said you can give certificate of divorce because of the hardness of your heart. But to Jesus, he said it was not so in the beginning. Said, God made a man and a woman. So Jesus, God, he is the last speaking of God, or he is the final, ultimate speaking of God. Now I want to ask the question, why is it absolutely important to hear God? And I assure you, it is absolutely important to hear God. Number one, there are many voices that speak to us. There are many voices that speak to us. In fact, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 10, there it may be so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. Sometimes it could be the devil's voice speaking to him. It could be your own voice, your own self speaking to you. It will also be God speaking to you. So, discernment is necessary to know who is speaking. You've seen a nice car, and then you start feeling like, oh, actually, I need a nice car. I need to buy a new car. Yourself was attracted by the car. Well, now you've had the testimony that Susan has gone to Europe, and now you're like, now God, I need a plan to. There is an influence. So every day there is an influence of people speaking something, and whatever they speak influences your life, influences your choices, influences your desires. So it's very important who you listen to. Even who pastors you, who speaks into your life. Your voice, there are many voices. Look at 2 Peter says, but there are also false prophets among the people. Even there will be false teachers among you who will secretly bring destructive heresy. So, whoever teaches can easily lead you into direction. So, it's very important to hear the voice of God. There are many voices that speak to us. Number two is, God is a speaking God. It is his nature to speak to his children. Any father speaks to his children. Any mother speaks to their children. In fact, depending on how busy you are, it could be daily. It could be once a week. It could be once a month. But any parent would want to speak to their children. Jesus said, John 10, 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. So if you are a sheep of Jesus, that means you hear his voice. If you have had the voice, if you're truly born again, that means you have had the voice of Jesus. It's very important to hear God, because God's voice is necessary to lead us, for us to succeed in life. Right now you have three job applications. God can guide you not to waste your time with two. Just apply for one. Even if you got three job offers, you can only do one job at a time. Even if you had five houses, you can only sleep in one house at a time. Even if you have seven cars, you can only drive one car at a time. I think we struggle so much in acquiring so many things, yet we don't need it. Now, the voice of God is necessary to direct you so that you can succeed in life. If you look at Romans 8:14, it says, for as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. John 5:25 says, most assuredly I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of God, of the Son of God, those who hear will live. The difference between life and death is many times the voice of God. The voice of God not to travel today. I was reading a story of a preacher. He was invited to go and preach, and he did not have peace about it. And he prayed until the last moment. He still did not have peace. Then he called the hosts and said, I'm not coming. they were disappointed. They said, no, 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 why are you not coming? What? You put the posters, everybody is ready to meet you, and all that. And then, unfortunately, that plane had a crash. And then they said, thank God you have the voice of God. So the voice of God is the distinction between life and death. What is it absolutely important to hear from God? Number four is, many have made mistakes by hearing wrong, and especially assuming that God spoke to them. And all of us are guilty of this. You can see a nice lady and you're like, ah, God has spoken to me. You are the one. There's a guy who approached a lady and said, you know what, God has spoken to me, you're going to be my wife. And the lady said, it's okay, I have no problem with it, but first let's ask my husband. Then my husband come. And said, oh, no, I'm sorry. So that was not God speaking. That was their own desire, wanting to use spirituality to confuse the lady. Because it's what the lady, this lady is like. So he said, ah, God has spoken. So we can make mistakes by hearing wrong or believing we heard wrong, especially when we want something, we can hear what we want. It's very easy to hear what you want when you want something. And because of this, look at what Jeremiah and Christ says, I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. Verse 22 says, but if they stood in my counsel, if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, they would have turned them from their evil and their evil ways of doing. That's what he's saying. People can claim they speak for God, but God did not send them. And he said, but if you had stood in my counsel, you would hear me. Amen? Look at even Samuel the prophet, when he was going to anoint one of the sons of Jesse. He saw Eliab, tall man, muscular, maybe like Saul. And he said, surely the Lord's anointed stands. And God said, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. And he says, God does not look, okay, man looks at outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. It's God who knows the hearts of people. We can see people from the outside. We can see how smart they are. We can see how handsome they are. But it is God that knows the heart. I tell you, and I'll put it to you, that the difference between believers is based on how much they hear from God. That is what distinguishes believers. Someone says, yeah, we all say, yeah, we're all going to heaven. True. But you don't all have the same results. The difference in your results is based on how much you can hear from God. In Isaiah chapter 30 verse 21 says, your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left. God is saying that whenever you are about to turn in the wrong direction, God, you will hear a voice telling you, this is the way, walk in it. Amen. Somebody should say amen. God will direct your steps. Say that. Yeah. So how can you hear God more clearly? How can you hear God more clearly? Number one, as I said, there is a place in every man that can hear God. Proverbs 20 verse 7, 27 says, the spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, or the candlestick of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of his heart. You know, God, someone will ask, does God speak with a man's voice? Does he speak with a woman's voice? Does he speak with a bass and a soprano? Whenever God speaks to you, he speaks to you in your own voice, in the language of your thoughts. If you're someone that thinks in Kikuyu, if you think in Bangla, God will speak to you in Bangla. Because that is the easiest place where you understand him. He will speak to you in your thoughts. And the beauty about God is that God comes very softly. He is a king, yes, but he will never force you. He will always give you a suggestion. God does not push his will on anyone. If there is someone pushing their will on you, that is witchcraft. God will suggest, he will give you direction, he will give you ideas, and he will allow you to choose for yourself. That is the free will that he has given every man. So, the spirit of man is that candlestick of the Lord, is the lamp of the Lord, searching the inner depth of his heart. That means that God has a way of searching your spirit and finding and showing you the way. Think about people that have deadened their conscience. Why don't they hear from God? It's because they have burned their conscience. You know this is wrong, you continue to do it, you continue to do it, it gets to a point where you decide to turn off the conscience, turn off the voice of God, and you continue living as you want. So whenever you find people are living in sin, living in immorality, they don't care about God, it does not mean they don't hear God. They have switched off that place that he has got. They have turned off their conscience. That's why 1 Timothy tells us that these are hypocritical liars, having their own consciences said in the whole time. That means they have burnt their conscience. So, as I said, you can hear God. And you should be hearing God. You have heard God before, and your job is to now sieve out, is this God or is this myself? Number two, you can hear God more clearly by building a close relationship with him. Remember, he is a father. The closer you are to your parents, the closer you speak to them. The closer you are to your spouse, the more you speak to them. In fact, if you're married, the person you speak to the most should be your spouse. So the closer the relationship, the more you can speak. And at times even, you can even be speaking in silence. Why? Because there is a point where words are not even enough to share what intimate you need to express. How do we develop a closer relationship with God? Through prayer, through worship, through fasting, through just enjoying being in God's presence. As I said, there are many voices, so you need to eliminate distractions. You can't be having, there's ice cream screaming in your head, the TV is there, the phone is there, everything's wanting your attention, and you want to hear from God. That's why it's very good to have a practice of quiet time, where you just wake up and just silence everything. Open your scripture, read the word, and hear what God is saying. Look at what David wrote to pray. Psalms 27 by 4, he said, one thing I desire of the Lord, that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. That means he desired the presence of God. You say, as a deer pants for the water, so my soul thirsts for you. The apostles knew this in Acts 13, verse 2 and 3. They ministered to the Lord and fasted, and the Spirit said, separate from me the numbers and soul for the work to which I have called them. So, you want a ministry, you want direction from God, spend some time with him. He will speak. Amen. Number three, you hear God more clearly by reading and meditating on the Word of God. If you, assuming, let's say, someone who has read some books, I don't know, an example of a storybook, maybe Harry Potter or James Hardy. There is a way that you will know how this author thinks, how this author writes, how this author responds. Now, when you read the scriptures, you get to understand the mind of God. Now, when you understand the mind of God, then you understand his ways and you understand his words. Ask yourself, how did Abraham know the voice of God without a Bible? At least for us, we have the scriptures. How did he know that God has told him, now go and kill your son? How did he know when God told him, now don't kill your son? He could have said, now this is the devil blocking me from killing, and he goes ahead to kill. But you see, he had learned to wait on God. The Bible tells us that Abraham, everywhere he went, he raised an altar. He was a worshiper. He would spend time. Look at Isaac, his son. The Bible says when your granny is right, he was meditating in the fields. That means he was spending time in scripture. Believers, we meditate on the word of God. What is meditation? Deep reflection on the word of God. What does this word mean? Joshua was told by God himself, this book of the law should not depart from your mouth. You shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do all that is written in it. Then you will make your way prosperous and have good success. You want to be successful? Learn to sit on the word of God. Read it like a lawyer, as Caroline says. Read the word of God like a lawyer. Take different versions. Study. Study to show yourself approved of God. When you meditate on the word of God, you know his mind. You know logos is not only meaning the written word of God, but also the mind of Christ. You know the mind. When you know the mind of someone, you know his voice when he speaks. In fact, one thing that God does is he easily speaks to you through scriptures. He gives you a scripture. You might not even know where it is, but if you Google that scripture, you'll find it. You'll understand what God is saying. God can even speak to you through a song. You just wake up and you just hear a song in your heart. Sing that song. And as you reflect on it, there might be a message that God is speaking to you. You can hear God more clearly. Number four is by obeying what you already know. You obey quickly as you hear. Many times the next instructions is awakening your obedience to your fast. Many times God, it's just like a child. If you tell a child, clean this room, and the child is not clean, and you wanted to send the child to the shop, you will not send the child to the shop until they clean the room. Now, God tells us obedience. Eh? Obedience is better than sacrifice. James 1 verse 2 says, be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourself. Be a doer of the word. Obedience. I tell you, when you obey God, the more you will hear his voice clear. Anytime God is happy with you, you hear it. And many times God does not only speak in his voice, but also in signs. There are things that God does that he makes you know that he's happy with you. Number five, how you can hear God more clearly, is that God's only voice is found in the place of seeking, waiting, and watching. This is the posture of a watchman. You know, Habakkuk says that I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart and watch to see what he will say to me and what I will answer when I am corrected. And the Lord answered him. That means that this is the place where you recognize that God is a king. There are things that God might not speak because it's not time. There are things we know when they wanted Jesus to perform the miracle, he said, why are you troubling me? My time is not yet come. And then Mary told, the mother told the servants, wait for him. Whatever it has to do, do it. There's a time that God will expect you to wait. The disciples were told, tarry in Jerusalem until you receive power. God says, Jeremiah 29 verse 12, then you will call upon me and go and pray to me and I will listen to you. Verse 13, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. You know, if you want God to speak, but you're not really putting your heart into it, you won't speak. And even if you're asking, and you already have your own ideas, you already know what you want to do, you're wasting your time. Everybody will come and say, God, should I marry Susan? I want to marry Susan. Yet you know, maybe I love Susan. And you've already decided. How do you expect God to change your mind? You just relax and wait for you to do what you want to do. When you really want to hear from God, tell God honestly from your heart, God, I'm okay if it is a no, but I want your voice. And he will tell you, okay, it is a no. Or he will say, go ahead. God speaks when he knows you are ready to obey. You're asking God over something, you've been asking God, when will this happen? He will speak when you are ready to hear. Number six, also, we learn to hear God more clearly when you walk with spiritually mature believers. When you have mentors and friends who can help you judge what you have heard from God. The Bible says whenever two prophets speak, let one speak, let the others judge. Even after I speech, go back and judge. Was I saying the right thing? Was there something where I was on? Is that something the real churches would do? They had bold preaching, but then they will go back and read the scriptures and they believe it for themselves. You need counsel. There's no one who can do life alone. You need people who are at your level, you need people who are above you, you need people who are looking up to you. Paul told Timothy, the things you have heard me say among many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be qualified to teach others. Paul told Timothy, Timothy was going to find faithful men, and the faithful men will teach others for generations. So the things you heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will also be qualified to teach others. So there is a mentorship that you walk with God. And when you walk with God, when you ask, in fact, there's a verse that says, ask for the ancient paths and you shall go the right way. And number seven, which I believe will be my last point, is hearing from God is a continuous learning process. Sometimes God will speak in cycles and patterns. There are people who, I remember Ralph always tells me, whenever he's about to have a job, he has a dream of either he's fishing and he gets a very big fish, or he is harvesting a very big mango tree out and he gets the job. So God wants you not to miss it. So there's a way that if God knows he speaks to you through vision, he will continue speaking to you through vision. Why? He wants you to know this is how I speak to you. If God speaks to you through dreams, he will continue speaking through dreams. Why? Because he wants you not to miss him. If God speaks to you through his voice, inner voice, you will know him that he has spoken to you in inner voice. There's also what is called the knowing of revelation. You don't know how, but you just know. That is also God's way of speaking. You meet someone and something in your heart just tells you this person is a wrong number. You cannot put your finger on it. Why? The person looks good, he's smiling at everyone. But there is a witness in your heart that there is something wrong with this person. 2 months down the line, the truth will be revealed. So, have you heard from God before? Have you heard from God before?
Yes.
Will you hear better?
Yes.
I want us to stand and pray, and we're going to pray with some verses. The Bible says, Proverbs 20, verse 12, the hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord has set them open. I want you to pray that God to open your hearing ear. It's not just the physical ear, your spiritual ear. And the seeing eye, God to show you things. The things that God needs to show you over your family, over your children, that when he shows you, it will make your life better. Isaiah 50 verse 4 says, the Lord has given me the tongue of the learned, and I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is well. It says, he awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God has opened my ear and I was not rebellious. So you can ask God, morning by morning, your word says, you awaken my ear to instruction. Every day when you wake up, what is God speaking to you? What have you read from the scriptures? And such that you say, I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Tell God that God instructs me in the way that I should go. Guide me with your eye and let me not be rebellious. Stay a moment and receive the word of God and speak. Father, I thank you I thank you that you have made the hearing eye, the hearing ear, and the seeing eye. Thank you that you open our eyes and our ears to instruction, O God. That you help us not to miss you, O God. Where we have failed, where we have made mistakes, cleanse us, forgive us, purify us, O God. Help us to make the right decision, O God. Where we have failed you, O God, where we have disobeyed you, forgive us, O God. The people that you have come our way and committed us to do something, O God, forgive us where we have failed, O God. Cleanse our hearts, O God. Teach us your ways, O God. Remind us, O God. Help us, O God, that thing that we need to do that we have not done, O God. Bring us back into our life, O God. Bring us back into obedience. Open our minds to instruction, O God. Open our thoughts to know your voice, to hear you clearly. And I thank you for everyone that has heard your voice, O God. Anyone that knows your voice, that my sheep hear my voice and they follow me, O God. And they shall live, O God. I speak a word of life over everyone here, O God. Over everyone that has listened to this message, O God. You shall open their ears, O God. You shall open their eyes, O God. You shall give them a understanding, O God, to know your ways, the wisdom to know your ways, the wisdom to know your instructions, the wisdom to walk in truth, to walk in direction, O God. Thank you that you have not left us alone. You have not left us without the witness of the Holy Spirit, O God. You have not left us without your voice. You have not left us without teachers, without instructors, that we may know your ways, that we may know your truth, that we may be guided by you, O God. Father, I bless your name. I thank you for this day. Thank you for your blessing of our lives. You are good. You are faithful. Thank you that you will concern for everything that concerns us. May your name be praised, be worshipped, and be glorified. In Jesus' name, pray for you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Who is blessed by God? I'm trying to look at my job. All the 10 minutes. Praise the Lord. I'm blessed this morning. I'm grateful that you came to the house of the Lord. Two things that I had as we close the service. We have a very bad Swahili proverb that says, "Sikio la kufa halisikii dawa." So what that proverb says is an ear that is going to die does not react to medicine. That's like the literal translation. Sikio la kufa halisikii dawa. An ear that is going to die does not respond to medicine. I heard the Lord say, the number four reason you are told for how you can hear God clearly is to obey what you know. Obey what you know. So we know the word of God is power. And when the word of God comes from the altar, we receive it. We all know that. He who that comes to God must believe that he exists and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we know that. So that's why I'm saying two things. The first thing, we are not going to be like that ear that is going to die, so it cannot respond to. You know, like you hear the word of God, and you're just there. You're not responding. When you get a word of God, you respond to it. You receive it. It cannot work for you if you do not receive it. So the first thing is we receive the word. The word of God is all of us can hear God. The word of God is all of us can hear God. Even if you got saved yesterday, you receive the word. I can hear God. And if you're already hearing God, the word of God is you can hear him better. So that's the first thing. You receive it. Then the second thing, you activate it. How do you activate it? By speaking. You speak. We've been told that God in the Garden of Eden came through his voice. And so we do what the Father does. Jesus says, I do what I hear. I do what I see my Father doing. So you speak. God said, let there be light, and there was light. So you receive the word, and then you speak it for yourself. answer. So I'm going to give you 1 minute. You receive whatever scripture that is on the board that is going to minister to you, and you decree it over yourself. You say, Lord, I receive a hearing ear. I pray one people one one two. I receive a hearing ear. I am not going to be like that ear that does not respond to medicine. God's word is like medicine. I receive the word of God. I receive a hearing ear. I receive seeing eyes. I receive eyes like an eagle. I see far. I refuse to jeopardize my glory or my destiny. Speak to yourself. 1 minute. I can't want to go to this one. I receive the word of God. I hear the voice of God. I silence every other voice around me. I silence every other voice by this word today. The voice that is elevated in my spirit is the voice of God. No good idea supersedes God's idea in my life. I decree over myself this one, this afternoon, I decree it. My flesh, hear me and hear me well. Lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, pride of life. They have nothing in my life in Jesus' name. I take the word of God. I hear the voice of God. When the voice of God tells me you cannot go this direction, I repent. I change my direction immediately. I'm a child of light. Darkness has nothing in me. Darkness has nothing in me. I reject every form of darkness. I walk in the light of God. I choose a hearing ear. I choose in this generation, when everyone is deciding what to hear, I choose to hear the voice of God. And I choose to walk in it. I choose to walk in the castle of God. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life have nothing in me in Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Today is the third day of July 2026. Lord, we are at the middle point of this year. We have seen your faithfulness for 6 months. We are faced with the remaining half of this year. We thank you for a timely word that you desire for us to hear your voice and to hear your voice clear. So, Father, I pray over each one of us that you give us a hearing ear, not an ear that cannot hear your word. Give us a hearing ear, Lord. Give us seeing eyes, Lord. Give us the eyes of an eagle. Eyes that can see 20 years from now. Eyes that can see 30 years from now. That I will pay the price for the generation that comes after me. That I will walk in righteousness like Gideon and secure my generation for 40 years. That they will not fight battles that I'm fighting today. Give us, God, eyes like an eagle. As a church, oh God, open our eyes. Open our spiritual eyes. Show us, oh God, that the heritage of the servants of God is greater. There is a reward in serving God. Open our eyes. Open our eyes. Open our eyes, God. I pray this afternoon. Open our eyes, oh God. Jesus. Show us what Stephen understood. They were stoning him, but he could say, I see heaven. What did he understand? That in this world, in this kingdom, they were stoning him to death. But he could see the Father, and he had a revelation that it was okay for his flesh to lose, but his soul to gain. My God, what did people like Hannah in the temple understand? Give us that revelation this time. God, open our ears. Open our eyes. Help us to understand what would keep a servant. Jesus was born, they said, now I can go in peace. What is it that they understood God? Ah, give us your revelation. Help us to understand, oh God, that the things of the Spirit are more, far more important than the things of the flesh. Help us to hate that which you hate. Help us to hate that which you hate. And help us to love that which you love. God, help us to hear your voice clear and let your voice be magnified over and above every other voice that is around us. In the remaining months of 2026, order our steps by your voice. We receive your word this afternoon. We receive your word this afternoon. Ah, thank you, Jesus. We will sit down to meditate on your word, to receive counsel, to receive direction for the remaining 6 months of the year. We will sit down to meditate on your word. Help us, Father. Help us by your Spirit. We give you thanks, we give you praise, for it is in Jesus' name I pray that we do. Amen. Hold the hand of your neighbor, share the grace of our Lord, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. You guys are blessed. Say hi to somebody, walk with somebody and have a cup of tea. Ask them how their week was. Give them your testimony. Listen to that testimony. Encourage them to bring a friend next Friday and come on time. You are blessed.
Man.